Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hey, neighbors, the 2017 edition of the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale is this Saturday, April 8th, starting at 12:30 p.m. in Follett, Texas. They'll be selling 250 bulls, a tremendous set of bulls, Angus, Sim-Angus, and Irish Whiskey Angus bulls. For details, you can call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or go to their website, griswoldcattle.com, to see the catalog. The Griswold Grass to Grid Bull Sale this Saturday. It'll be live on dvauction.com.
The way crop prices fluctuate, you're actually thinking about trying to save some money by not using a product like Black Max 22 this year. Now, here's the problem. Because prices are volatile, improving yield becomes your most important strategy. And Black Max 22's proprietary LHS technology is designed to optimize your soil, reduce fertilizer burn, and improve yield potential year after year. Don't let saving money cost you money when it comes to your nutrition program. Remember Black Max 22, because if you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
Well, live and feeder futures seem likely to open moderately higher today, cautiously supported by short covering and the persistence of cash premiums. The hog contract should begin with mixed prices today, thanks to a slow combination of long liquidation and short covering. Well, the general impasse at the internet auction yesterday bore sure witness to the strong determination of both cattle buyers and sellers. Still, we're picking out some signs of less ambitious asking prices here so far today. That's about $128 in our part of the country. Look for fairly active trade to surface late today or more than likely tomorrow. Live and feeder futures should open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and pre-cash short covering. Now look for the cash hog trade to open with bids steady to a dollar lower than yesterday. Early spring pork tonnage continues to make for tough sledding in the cash market. The Saturday kills expected to total close to 78,000, pushing the weekly total to 2.3 million. Lean futures are expected to trade mixed in the early rounds, checked by long liquidation and boosted by limited short covering. Moving to the grain, soybeans posted their best gain in a month yesterday following Chinese soybeans moving higher after a two-day holiday there. Also, forecasts for rain in the Argentina area have raised concerns that harvest could be delayed. Cold and winter wheat had lesser gains and largely followed soybeans as there was a lack of crop news to inspire trading. Outside markets were buoyant with Wall Street up about 100 points and the crops closed and the dollar higher and a near a two-week high. A bullish job report from private forecaster ADP boosted equities early and a Fed statement that showed optimism for the U.S. economy sorted markets a little bit later on. Now, soft red winter wheat futures closed higher yesterday to recover much of what they lost the previous 2 days, while the hard red winter wheat is higher for the second day and at a one-week high. Spring wheat was lower for the fourth straight day and a two-week low. Winter wheat is trying to recover from recent declines as the world has plenty of wheat right now. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On our livestock futures, April live cattle up 5 cents at 118.27, June up 12 cents at 109.42, April feeder cattle down 50 cents, 130.52, May's down 112, May down 12 cents, or make that up 12 cents, May up 12 at 130.42. May hogs up 17 cents, 68.35, June's up 5 cents at 72.02. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May was up 3 1/4 at 4.25, July was up 3 1/2 at 4.38, Chicago wheat May up 2 3/4 quarters at 429 1/3 quarters. July was up 2 1/2 at 442 1/2. May corn up 1 3/4 at 364 3/4. July was up 1 3/4 at 372 1/2. May soybeans up 6 1/2 at 944 1/4. July's up 6 3/4 at 955 1/4. May cotton's up 7 74 94. July up 6 76 72. May crude oil up 24 51 39.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.